Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Well, well, well. Hello, everyone. How are we doing? My name is Joey. Oh, I thought my armrest was there and I just fell. That's so embarrassing. My name is Joey Kidney and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. I know it's been a little bit, but I just wanted to say I've been taking some time off to be with myself and better myself and ground myself. I think there's a lot going on in this world, and I think we definitely need to take our time to breathe. So that's what this podcast is all going to be about. I just want to sit here, and I don't want to talk, and I just wanted to just sit here and be with you guys. And I know that sounds so spiritual. I'm not a spiritual dude, so don't worry. It's not going to be one of those. I just read in this book recently, and I wanted to share it. I've been reading lately. Reading is super weird. I don't normally read. Even though I have a book, I don't really read. So I've been reading this book, and it's called Let That Shit Go. And in the book, they talk about being in the moment, right? And the only true way to be in a moment is to be here. And I was like, okay, this is getting weird. I was like, what is this? They talk about a simple thing that you can do to kind of help yourself with what you're going through and what's happening in our lives and everything like that. And I was like, what is this? And they help you remind you where you are. So I'll give a perfect example. I'm picking up a glass right now. I'm going to take a sip of water. I like the way the glass like felt in my hand. It's like a solid glass and the water. The water's like room temperature, but it's not like too warm and it's not too cold. It's really nice. Have you ever done that? When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you basically narrated what you were doing? You announced what you were doing to the world and then your mom yelled at you being like, hey, shut up. Stop talking. You're being too loud. When was the last time you did that? Probably when you were 10 years old, right? I did that. I read that in that book and I did that and I was like, this is some just pure bullshit. Like, why would I do this, right? Why would anybody do this? And I did it. And it changed my entire day. I know there's a lot of you out there that are listening that might think like, okay, that's like a really weird thing to do. Like, I'm not going to do that. That's not going to help. Just give it a go. Just give it a go. There's so many things that we're focused on in a world that are too far ahead in our life for us to change. And we forget about the moment that we can be here, that we can feel things, that we can touch things, that we are who we are in this moment. And it's not what is going to happen in a year from now. It's not what's going to happen in 5 minutes from now. It's right now. A lot of us really struggle with being here. And I am one of them. I have a really hard time with understanding where I am in this world and what I'm doing, and grounding myself is a big one. So in this pandemic, a lot of us are getting lost. A lot of us, you know, are losing ourselves to something that we can't even see. We know coronavirus exists, but we can't see it. And a lot of us need that example of what it does, like what it is and everything, and we can't see it. But we're like me, I'm still sitting here, and I'm still acknowledging what the rules are, I'm paying attention to the rules and following the rules. But I'm also sitting here confused as hell as to why I feel so out of my body over something that I cannot control, that the whole world is going through. If anything, the pandemic has helped me slow down my life, because for once in the world, the earth stopped spinning so I can finally catch up. I felt like I was rushing behind this world that was moving so quickly. And for once, the whole world felt pain, and it was something that we could all relate to. We were all in the same boat, dealing with the same pain, dealing with the same hurt, dealing with the same problem. And I'll be the first to say it, it felt really good. All politics of the coronavirus and the deaths aside, it felt good that we were all going through something at the same time. And for once in my life, I didn't feel alone. For once in my life, it made me feel like I fit in. And there's a lot of us who are struggling to feel as a whole in this pandemic, to feel like we have the motivation to go out and do something. So I want to give you what I'm doing. Here are my tips as to what I'm doing right now. One, I'm getting outside and I'm grounding myself. I'm not somebody who's going to tell you to do a bunch of spiritual stuff. I'm not going to tell you to do yoga. I'm not going to tell you to meditate. I'm not going to tell you to pray. I'm not going to tell you to surround yourself by crystals. I'm not going to do any of that. If that's what you do, that's amazing. When I say ground yourself, I mean to actually step outside and ground yourself with the earth that we're on. This isn't me saying that there's special powers or energy levels, and I know there's a lot of people who believe in that, and that's amazing. There probably are. I'm saying it because I think it helps you understand where you are in this world. It helps you understand that you are here, and it helps you understand that you are a being. You are a thing that is more than a thing. You are you, and it matters. So get outside, step on the ground, feel the ground, feel the grass between your feet, or feel the snow crunch on your boots. And breathe. Take a breath of that warm, smoggy New York air, or that crisp, cold Canadian wind. And if you don't like it, say, fuck. I hate how cold it is. I complain about it. That's all right. Like, yell it. Be like, oh my God, I hate how freaking cold it is. Ah, oh, it's like, I was going to say my nuts are like pool balls, but don't say that. Don't yell that one. I think being here is really important. It's a really hard thing to do, but once you do it, it's like, there's nothing standing in your way. So my number one thing is stepping on that earth and grounding yourself and getting outside every single day, no matter what. I know it's hard to get out of bed every day. For some people, it's hard to get out of bed every week. But I encourage you to just take that step outside. Whether you have a balcony, that's a good step. But I really encourage you to go step on some ground. And not cement. I'm not saying cement. I'm not saying a walk down a street. I'm saying find some grass. Step on it. Even if it's covered in snow, step on it. It'll help, I promise. My next thing is exercise. I haven't exercised in 2 days, and I can feel myself getting like this. I can feel myself closing in on my own body. I can feel everything tighten up. Nothing is loose. Everything is stressed because I have so much built up tension, and it's not negative tension. It's just tension. It's just stuff from wear and tear throughout the week and everything like that. And I think we need to take that, and we need to open up ourselves, and we need to work out a little bit. I'll tell you right now, I think everybody should work out almost every single day. I think, and I'm not saying, hold on. I'm not saying go be a Bradley Martin or Arnold Schwarzenegger here. I'm just saying go to the gym and do whatever you got to do. Gym's closed, go for a walk. Ground yourself at the same time, you know? There's so many different ways of working out that work for different people, right? That's huge. I'm not telling you to go be a big heavyweight lifter and all the people out there being like, oh, I don't want to work out because I don't want to get too big. Well, honey, I'll tell you this right now. You know how much hard work it takes to get big? Years. Years. And I can tell you that mentality.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
They're not even going to last a week at the gym. So get outside, get inside, pick up a weight, do a couple push-ups, do a couple crunches, do a couple jumping jacks. When was the last time you did jumping jacks? Like that's huge. I played hockey the other day outside. My friend has a spot in the river, and we got there, and it was actually really funny. I was like, okay, I didn't bring a shovel, and I feel really bad. So like, what are we gonna do here? He's like, shovel. Why do we need a shovel? Look outside. And outside, and he lives on the river, and outside there's four ATVs going with snowplows on the front, and then they had a sweeper so that we didn't even have to shovel like at all. And we just hopped on, and it was amazing. We were on the ODR, which is the outdoor rink for the non-Canadians out there. We were on the ODR for about 3 hours. And I can tell you, I've never been so sore in so many weird spots before. It was so weird. There's also this place called Mud Lake for anyone in Ottawa. And you basically go and you just, it's in Britannia, and you bring a shovel and you clear off a spot, and then you bring your stick and your puck and you play hockey. And that's it. You just find a lake, you clear a spot, and you play. Make sure it's frozen, obviously. And it was really cool. And yeah, I haven't worked out in 2 days, maybe because I've been really sore. Okay, I'm going to give that an excuse. But I've also just been really caught up in my head, and I definitely need it. And I'm saying this because I have to work out after this. And I need the motivation to do so. So I wanted to tell you that even though I know it's a thing that I still struggle with to do every single day. And maybe you don't have to do it every single day, but I think it's really important to do it every now and then, at least maybe a few times a week, because it really helps the blood flow. And there's a bunch of science behind it that can really help us figure out everything that we're going through and help us get some dopamine and endorphins and positive endorphins and think more positive and more clearly and also feel good. It makes me feel so good when I work out. So that's number two that I've been doing. So number one, I've been getting outside every single day, no matter what. I don't give a fuck if the, okay, it's just wholesome Joey coming up being like, I'll go. No, I'm not trying to do that. I don't really care what the government says about staying indoors or anything like that, right? Now, when I say this, I want to be very clear. I'm not going out and running around, going to the city, going to clubs, going to restaurants, all that kind of stuff. I'm going in the woods, okay, with my dog. There's no one out there, right? So if you want to be a Karen and complain about that, go ahead. Feel free. Free world. But I don't care if anybody tells me to stay indoors. I need to get outside every single day, and I'm going to do it. And I did do it. And I was very safe about it. I wore a mask or I'd be in the woods with my dog. No one else was around and everything. And oh my God, maybe I gave the trees coronavirus. Well, we're doomed if that's the case. And number two is to get some exercise. And that could go hand in hand. And say you're going on a really long hike and you're outdoors and it's amazing. Then you got one and two done real quick. And number three. The third one is actually the one that I mentioned earlier in this podcast about what I read in that book called Let That Shit Go. It's about actually being here and enjoying what you're doing and narrating your life. I thought it was so dumb. I was like, well, who's going to do this? And I did it, and I thought it was amazing. I'll tell you right now. And what's actually really funny, I'll tell you a little tiny story. I've been reading that book, right? I read it about every night. And I got a DM from the co-author, her name is Nina, and she was like, hey, Joey, blah, blah, blah. And she was like saying that, telling a personal story and then saying that she loves what I do and then asking if we can collaborate on doing something, maybe like popping on the Happy Times podcast or there's something about her book. And she's like, I'm the co-author of Let That Shit Go. And I was like, Nina, no shit. Look at this. I'm reading your book right now. And she was like, what the heck? And I was like, yeah, so just give me a bit and let me finish it. I'm a really slow reader, so it may take a while, but then we'll have her on the Happy Times podcast. I thought it was really funny. And I told her, I was like, there was one thing that I read. I was like, there's no way that I'm going to do this. No way that this is ever going to work for me or anything like that. And I It was exactly what I'm saying. It's about being here and narrating what you're doing in life. And if you forgot, I'll reiterate. It's say I'm picking up this glass of water. I'm picking up this glass of water. I'm noticing that there's a van on the glass, and that's really cool van. Oh, that's cool texture. You can like feel where it's printed and where it's not. This is a really solid glass too. It's not like it's from IKEA or anything like that. And the water is like, oh, that's just so refreshing. There's something about water that's so refreshing, and it's like the perfect temperature. It's not too hot. It's not too warm. It's not too cold. It's just room temperature. It's just perfect. And it's crazy how much that water made me feel clear and narrating. And you don't have to go that in depth, but it's about narrating what you're doing. And so that was a perfect example. I'm done, by the way. I'm done narrating right now. That was a perfect example of what I've been doing recently. It's like, okay, I'm going to pick up my AirPods here. Okay. I'm going to pick up this hat. I'm putting on my hat. Okay. I'm good to go. Get the wings out to play. Let's go fly in and all of this stuff. And just narrating what you're doing and talking to yourself and think about it. I'm going to ask you, who does this? Who in your right mind does this? Who narrates what they're doing? Who talks and says about stuff like this? Three-year-olds do this. Who's the happiest kid? A three-year-old. Because they're just, a three-year-old's like able to, can they walk? They can walk then, right? These things are moving. Yeah. I was on skates at three. Yeah. They can walk. These things are moving, right? But there's no worry in their mind. You know, they got mom and dad or whatever. They got their guardians that are there to take care of them and everything, so they can really enjoy what they're doing and what they're living. And that's really important. So let's call it the three-year-old. I think we should be three-year-olds more often. I think it could really help us out. And so I hope that from any of this, I hope you take that, hey, Joey told me I should be a three-year-old. Goo goo gaga. Yeah, no, don't go telling your mom that I told you to do that, but I'm serious. I think the best way to be in the moment and to understand where you are is to actually be here, and a huge way to help that is to go out and ground yourself, and a huge way to get yourself up and going is to exercise. And so those three things have really helped me out through this pandemic, and I'm curious as to what has helped you out. So leave a comment. There's a note down below. There is a comment down below. This is on IGT Live and on YouTube and on Spotify and Apple and everything. Just, or DM me on Instagram, anything. Just let me know. What have you been doing throughout the pandemic that's really helped you? And even if I don't respond, I would love to read it. I read everything, so I want to know. And if you leave a comment down below, maybe other people are going to see. So I really encourage you to do it, because a lot of us are really stuck in our ways, and I'm sure that I'm going to get stuck with my three things, and I'm going to need a new three things in a couple more months when we're still dealing with the pandemic and everything like that, because I'll be honest, I don't think this is going away anytime soon. But one thing that's staying is us, because we're going to be here to help each other, okay? All right. I think that's all I got for today. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Happy Times Podcast. If you could share this to your stories on Instagram, that would be amazing. It helps me out a ton. And I'm really, really thankful that you're here. Just stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.